A Lesson for the Times. Number 4. Ellen G. White. Man came from the hand of God, complete in every faculty of mind and body, in perfect soundness, therefore in perfect health. It took more than 2,000 years of indulgence of appetite and lustful passions to create such a state of things in the human organism as materially lessened his vital force. Through successive generations, the tendency was more swiftly downward. Indulgence of appetite and passion combined led to excess and violence. Debauchery and abominations of every kind weakened the energies and brought upon the race diseases of every type, until the vigor and glory of the first generations passed away, and, in the third generation from Adam, man began to show signs of decay. Successive generations after the flood degenerated more rapidly. All this woe and suffering may be traced to the indulgence of appetite and passion. Luxurious living and the use of wine corrupt the blood, inflame the passions, and produce diseases of every kind. Parents leave maladies as a legacy to their children. As a rule, every intemperate man who rears children transmits his inclinations and evil tendencies to his offspring, and the evil does not end here. He gives to them disease from his own inflamed and corrupted blood. Licentiousness, disease, and imbecility are transmitted as an inheritance of woe from father to son, and from generation to generation, bringing anguish and suffering into the world, which is no less than a repetition of the fall of man. The race is groaning under this weight of accumulated woe because of the sins of former generations, and yet, with scarcely a thought or care, men and women of the present time indulge in temperance by surfeiting and drunkenness, and thereby leave, as a legacy for the next generation, disease, enfeebled intellects, and polluted morals. The continual transgression of nature's laws is a continual transgression of the law of God. The present weight of suffering and anguish which we see everywhere, the present deformity, decrepitude, disease, and imbecility now flooding the world, make it, in comparison to what it might be and what God designed it should be, a Lazar house. And the present generation are feeble in mental, moral, and physical power. All this misery, accumulated from generation to generation, exists because fallen man persists in breaking the law of God. The effort made to create a taste for the disgusting, filthy poison, tobacco, leads to the desire for stronger stimulants, as liquor, which is taken, on one plea or another, for some imaginary infirmity, or to prevent some possible disease. Thus, an unnatural appetite for hurtful and exciting stimulants is created, which strengthens with one's years. The increase of intemperance in this generation is alarming. Beverage-loving, liquor-drinking men may be seen everywhere. Intemperance of any kind is the worst sort of selfishness. Those who truly fear God and keep His commandments look upon these things in the light of reason and religion. How can any man or woman keep the law of God and at the same time indulge in temperate appetite, which benumbs the brain, weakens the intellect, and fills the body with disease? Intemperance inflames the passions and gives loose rein to lust. Reason and conscience are then blinded by the lower passions. It is not an easy matter to overcome established habits of taste and appetite for narcotics and stimulants. In the name of Christ alone can this great victory be gained. He overcame in behalf of man in the wilderness of temptation, in the long fast of nearly 6 weeks. He sympathizes with the weakness of fallen man. His love for him was so great that he made an infinite sacrifice that he might reach him in his degradation, and through his divine power, elevate him finally to to his throne. But it rests with man whether Christ shall accomplish for him that which he has undertaken and is fully able to do. It is a sacred duty that we owe to God to keep the Spirit pure as a temple for the Holy Ghost. If the heart and mind are devoted to the service of God, if we obey all His commandments, loving Him with all the heart, might, mind, and strength, and our neighbor as ourselves, we shall be found loyal and true to the requirements of heaven. The Apostle says, "Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lusts thereof." He also urges his brethren to earnest diligence and steady perseverance in their efforts for purity and holiness of life in these words: "And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible.